Hey everyone, welcome to my podcast. This is Patty Valenzuela, the senior pastor of Ignite Movement Church in El Paso, Texas. Thank you for joining me. I hope this helps you and encourages you and helps you become all that you were created to be. Enjoy the message.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Patty Valenzuela podcast. If you're watching this, you're watching us on YouTube, and we thank you for joining us.
Yes.
If you're just listening, whether it's through Google Play, whether it's through iTunes or any other outlet that you listen to podcasts, we thank you for joining us. I'm here with Patty. We are recording, and we are so excited to have you.
Yes.
If you haven't listened to us before, we encourage you, you know, check us out online, or check Patty out online at Patty Valenzuela. Or Patty A. Valenzuela on Instagram. I think that's right.
Correct? That's
Patty
correct,
A. Valenzuela.
Yes.
And then on Facebook as well. And then you can also, if you're interested in her book, it's called Passion and Pursuit. It's
right.
on Amazon. It's in Barnes & Noble. I got the digital copy because I like to get things digitally. I have it on my phone.
It's awesome.
I also have it on my Kindle. You can also purchase a hard copy. It's been a while since we've spoken with one another. But I guess we should just jump right into it. It's a topic that I think a lot of people have questions about. I know I do.
Yeah.
And that would be discernment.
Discernment, yeah.
I mean, that can mean a lot of different things to lots of different people.
It does. And I've been studying it and what discernment of spirits is. And 1 Corinthians, we want to jump right in it. Thank you, everybody, by the way, for listening and tuning in. We're so glad to, you know, have you guys watch us. I know that the times that we live in, David, I think that there's just such a dire need for people to really be enlightened. Mm-hmm. Wherever we are ignorant, that's where darkness resides.
Yeah.
Wherever we have revelation, that's where light lives. And so there is no darkness in the light. And it's so important and it's so key for you and I to be enlightened in every area, in every aspect. Because where we are ignorant, that's where spirits can live.
Right.
And so I want to talk about the discernment of spirits. There's a difference between discernment and discernment of spirits. So we have to be clear on that. The Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10, and actually I'll read it to you. And it talks about the gifts of the Spirit. And it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10, it says, to another miraculous powers, to another prophecy, to another distinguishing between spirits. And so we find here that it's a gift. To another speaking in different kinds of tongues, and still to another the interpretation of tongues. So we find here in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 that God gives these gifts. So it's a gift.
Right.
The discernment of spirits is actually a gift. And then we find in 1 John, and let me read it to y'all. 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. It says, dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. And so we find that deception is going to increase more so now than ever. We need the discernment of spirits, but I'd like to take a different take on it, if you will, because when you look at discernment of spirits, many times we look at it from it's almost like a tunnel.
Yeah.
And we only see it from that perspective. But there's so much more to the discernment of spirits. And so I believe that it's, to be honest with you, I'm so alarmed. I'm alarmed because there is so much lack of discernment in the body of Christ. So I'm talking about people that go to church,
yeah.
people that worship, people that serve God, people that are Christians, people that say, I've accepted Jesus in my heart. But there is such a lack of discernment in the body of Christ. And there's a misinterpretation of the gifts of discernment. We don't really quite understand it. We think we have a grasp on it, but in reality, it's not what we perhaps thought. And so really the discernment of spirits requires us to use a double-edged sword. And so when we talk about discernment, it talks about, we could talk about actions, the actions of somebody.
Okay.
Discernment, the actions of somebody, the motives of somebody, that or things, assignments that come from hell. Now, Hebrews 4, and I'm going to read it, chapter 4, verse 12. And I've got to read this before I go into discernment of spirits, because this is, for the word of God is alive and it is active. It is sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even the dividing soul and spirit, joint and marrow. It judges the thoughts and it judges the attitudes of the heart. And so the discernment of spirits has two edges, if you think about it. So picture the discernment of spirits like a double-edged sword. It's okay. Got two sides. So it's not just one edge. I can't say, oh, I detect a demon here, or I detect this. I have discernment in this area. I could perceive this, and I have discernment. No, the discernment of spirits is a double-edged sword. And so sometimes the information, and this is where I think people really miss it, if you will. They miss the mark.
Right.
This is where we, as Christians, maybe misinterpret what, or we don't understand the fullness of the discernment of spirits gift. Sometimes the information that we think we're getting, sometimes the information that we think we have about somebody, about a particular attack, if you will, yep. A particular situation. Sometimes we think that we wonder, is it from God? Sometimes people have a perception of somebody else. I'm sure that's been the case with you.
Yeah.
And what happens sometimes is we have this information, but is it from God? Is it suspicion? Because yeah. It could be suspicion.
Yeah.
Is it paranoia? Is it cynicism? Is it coming from mistrust? And so I'm really concerned right now because I believe that there is such a lack of discerning of spirits. And with the word of God and discerning of the spirit, that gift that God has given us, is it has to be something that is discerned correctly. It has to be modeled correctly in our churches. Mm-hmm. We can't just go off some tangent and just by some paranoia we think that, maybe you're listening to me and you think that somebody's going to take your husband.
Yeah.
And you're paranoid about it. And you're just like, I've discerned, you know, that so-and-so is a Jezebel, you know,
right.
Or I have suspicion of this, that, and the other. But see, it's a double-edged sword. And so one of the things that I've got to say, because David, you've known me for a while, and discerning of spirits is something that's very active in my life. It's mm-hmm. very, very active in my life. It's something that I practice. I study it. And it helps identify the forces of darkness. In other words, it helps me assess what's really behind something. When you have the discernment of the gift of discernment of spirits, you can assess correctly with the double-edged sword. So keep that in mind. I keep saying that because it's really key, and I'm going to go into that. It's not just a one-sided. It's not, I can perceive this. I can feel this. I feel that that person is such and such. No, it's a double-edged sword. And it allows me to assess things correctly. And so God is always making what he is doing. Listen to what I'm going to say to you, because it's important for us to understand something about God. God does not make everything public.
Yeah.
So sure you have to know, I'm going to make a lot of Selah moments in what I'm speaking. And then this is going to turn into a preaching. So go and check it out in the near future, because I'm going to make a lot of Selah moments, because I think that we think that the discernment of spirits is that we can just detect demons in people.
Right.
But one thing that we've got to, let me just pause here, a Selah moment. Pause. Because when I talk about discernment of spirits, it is not just for me to be the Holy Spirit police about everybody.
Right. Yeah.
We have to understand something about God, that God does not reveal and make it public about what he's doing in the heart of everybody. He doesn't make it public. God can be doing something in your heart, David, and not necessarily make it public.
Yeah.
God can be doing something in your heart, working something out in your heart, and not necessarily go public with it and announce to everybody, hey, I am working something out in the heart of David. No, because if he did that, he would risk... There's a risk in making something public.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes God works things backstage. Sometimes God is working in the heart of somebody and he doesn't reveal it to somebody. He doesn't reveal it to other people.
It's relational.
It doesn't necessarily mean that he's is not working, or that he's going to, you know, make it just an announcement, because I am working in the heart of Patty Valenzuela.
Mm-hmm.
And so I need everybody to know. Well, no. That's, God doesn't do that. He might risk. Sometimes it's too early. And so we have to, with that said, the discernment of spirits, we have to know that about God. And so sometimes it even happens to me, okay, through the discernment, even just of spirits, that you're able to see, this is so key. Discernment of spirits isn't just detecting demons in people. I have to tell you that he's not going to announce everything that he's doing with everybody's life. He's working backstage. But the discernment of spirits also allows me to see what God is doing, even if the person that I met is not clean. Mm-hmm. Example, I meet you, okay? I meet you for the first time. You're not a clean vessel yet.
Right.
You're still bound by some things. You're still bound by situations. You're still bound maybe by lust. You're not a full clean vessel. Mm-hmm. But when I have the discernment of spirits, I'm able to see, and I'm able to see where his hand is,
yeah,
even if the person is not free.
Yeah.
Because, see, you got to understand that life, it has a lot of, it provides a lot of layer of outfits, if you will. We have a lot of layers to us, mm-hmm, that can easily confuse somebody or misconstrued somebody. Or many people have said, people don't get me. Or I misinterpreted,
yeah,
or people don't understand me, or I can't communicate correctly, because life provides armor, and sometimes people are carrying an armor, or they're wearing a lot of layers of outfits for whatever reason in their lives. And so I think that there's such a problem if we say, hey, I can discern spirits. I know that that person is carrying such and such. But if you cannot see the person from where the hand of God is, that God is still working something out in their lives, we're going to get into a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
Because we've got to look at people. The Bible says that we have to identify the treasure in a person.
Yeah.
That we are treasure. Look what the Bible says, that we have treasure in earthen vessels. Meaning that there is treasure on the inside of me, meaning there is treasure in the inside of everybody. But it really takes the discernment of spirits to look at Saul and see Paul.
Right.
It takes the discernment of spirits to look at Simon and see Peter attempting to grow. And so we use the discernment of spirits to identify the enemy, because he needs to be identified. Yes, I get that part. You know, you're watching or you're listening and you're going, you know, I need the discernment of spirits because I don't want to fall into traps. I don't want to fall into deception. I don't want this, that, and the other. Yes, but I also need the discernment of spirits to be able to look at somebody from the standpoint of an earthen vessel, and that there's treasure on the inside of them, that God is still working something out, that God has perhaps not announced to everybody, that God is working something out in that person. And so I need to look at people from that standpoint. And so discerning of spirits is not... So let's get that really clear. It's not the manifestation of being detective and having this detective ability.
Yeah.
Because that's not what discernment of spirits is. There's so much more to the discernment of spirits. And so it's the ability to know all spiritual activity as it is active inside of your soul. Meaning there's activity going on in our lives. God is working things out in our hearts. God is still working. I am a work in progress. You are too. We all are.
Yes, ma'am.
The Bible says that we have to work out our salvation. And so when you have the discernment of spirits, there you're able to discern spiritual activity that is going on into your soul, that God is working something out in my life. And so, you know, this is really supernatural, because you may be detecting things. You may be, oh, you know, you can, oh, but look at the fruit, you know, I'm detecting, and there's clues and there's hints. And, you know, it's like we play this detective work,
right,
if you will.
Guilty.
I've you know,
done that before.
Yeah. And so, you know, it can't, hear me. It's so important, because if it's not motivated by the Spirit, if it can't be motivated by the Spirit of God, and if it doesn't contain the Word of God, I just told you it's a double-edged sword.
Mm-hmm.
When you see something, when you perceive something, when you feel that, oh, that person has such and such, or, oh, that person. But if it's not motivated by the Spirit, if it does not contain the Word of God in what you are discerning, if you have masterful, in other words, you have to be a master at having Scripture on the inside of you to be really carry that gift of discerning of spirits. Because if you're not, then you're playing detective. And that can get very, very dangerous. And so many people say...
Like a witch hunt, like, so to speak.
Kind of, you know. And yeah, in a way. But also, you know, many people think that they can discern above, and not necessarily that you're on a witch hunt. Sometimes people are good people, and they have this gift, and mm-hmm. you know, sometimes people think, well, you know, this I feel and I perceive, and that you don't necessarily on some witch hunt, but and some people are, but some people are just generally want to carry the gift, or yeah, they feel that they can discern, and so many people think that they can discern above, or maybe beyond, or maybe aside from the help of the scriptures, and you can't. We are never to discern and have the, carry this discernment, this gift of discernment of spirits without the help of the scriptures. When I can discern something, I must have scripture to back it up. And so question, this is the question, are you really discerning if you don't have scriptures? That would be the question. Have you really discerned what you've detected from the Holy Spirit if you don't have any scriptures to back you up? And so if you have a problem with remembering scriptures, if we have a problem with rehearsing scriptures, if we don't remember what the Bible says, if the scriptures are not the basis, if you will, here this is very important, David, because I know I'm teaching you something right now.
Yeah.
If you don't have scripture, okay, I could feel the presence of God so strong on my hands. If scriptures are not the basis behind what you think is the discernment of spirits, behind your logic as to why you feel or why you're interpreting people this way or a person this way, or you're interpreting an action this way, or you're interpreting a dream this way, you're interpreting an attack this way. If scripture is not the basis for your logic or for your interpretation, if you don't have solid scriptures, then the only language that you're going to have, you're not going to have a language, or you're interpreting out of what kind of language, because you're going to say, this is what I feel. And your language, if it doesn't line up and if it's not interpreting according to the scriptures, and your logic isn't based out of the scriptures, then you'll find yourself that you are interpreting based out of your own soul. Mm-hmm. What I think, what I feel. This is what I think about that person. This is what I feel about that person. And frankly, that cannot be trusted in anybody.
Yeah.
Because we carry a lot of stuff, and that's lingered inside of our soul, David. We have our own mindsets, our own opinions of others. We have our false ideas. We have devils that we're fighting ourselves inside our soul. Mm-hmm. And so I cannot depend on, if you will, I cannot lean on, and I cannot have my basis solely on logic for interpreting people actions, what God is doing, by without scripture and just leaning on my soul alone. This is what I feel. This is what I think. This is what I perceive. No, because my soul cannot be trusted. I have to have the double-edged sword. I've got to have the discerning of spirits, but with the scriptures to back it up, because I will have my own opinion. And oftentimes when I have my own, and I'm interpreting it without a scripture, I'm not in line with the double-edged sword. What happens is inside of my soul, there's going to be a lot of voices.
Yeah.
We have the voice of fear. Maybe I'm scared that somebody's going to come in and betray. And so the voice of fear is speaking louder than what the scriptures would back me up in. There's a voice of culture, the voice of our peers, the voice of what's working inside of my soul at this season in my life. And so we have to have the wisdom of God when it comes to interpreting spirits or the discernment of spirits. We've got to have the wisdom of God. And wisdom is conveyed. How is wisdom conveyed? Wisdom is conveyed. Wisdom, the language of wisdom is the word of God. So when you meditate on scripture and you have the interpretation of scriptures, then you have a basis for the discernment of spirits. If you don't have solid Bible-based, if you're not a reader of your word, mm-hmm. if you can't even back up a scripture to what you are discerning that church is like, mm-hmm. you know, let's say, you know, people say, oh, don't go to that church. You know, people maybe have spoken that about our church. Don't go to that church because such and such. If you don't have a scripture to base what you are, quote unquote, interpreting, then you are interpreting that logic that you carry. is you are leaning it solely on your soul. Your understanding. And that soul has a lot of voices of what others have spoken. So without the word of God, we don't have a real solid basis for our discernment. You have what we call gut feeling.
Yeah.
That is not solid. That is not solid. So listen, you cannot make decisions off of gut feelings. You cannot make decisions off of just suspicion. You can't. Let me teach you. You have to. David, you have to lean on the scriptures. You know, this is so powerful what I'm teaching, because we have been taught that the discernment of spirits is a gut feeling. I know you were going to say something.
Yeah, it's because if you're leaning on your own logic, because we're going to interpret things through our own experiences.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And it's like, even if you like were able to hit 100% of the time, which you won't, like, it's still not going to add up because I have limited experiences. So like with the word of God, though, it provides a foundation and wisdom beyond what I can carry and what I have.
So once you have the discernment of spirits and that gift of the discernment of spirits, you have to have the basis, which is the word of God, for you to be able to discern that. So I believe that things are getting harder, that their world is getting more perplexed. I believe that the world is getting more difficult and it's harder to decipher and it's harder to discern, if you will, outside of the word of God. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that Satan does, and one of the things that Satan loves to do, is that he loves to make no difference between holiness and wickedness. In other words, he likes to blur the line. God is a clear-cut kind of God. You cannot blur the lines between holiness and wickedness. It is what it is. God says you're either hot or you're cold. And Satan loves to blur it. He loves to blur the lines. And so through different means, so that there's no clarity, so that you have blurred vision, so that you don't have a clear understanding, so that you don't have a clear vision of what the clarity of Jesus Christ. And so discernment of spirits, discerning, is such a powerful tool, because so many teachings that are out there that are deceptive. There are so many things that are out there, false prophets that are going to rise in the last hour, many demons that are being released in the end times. And so we have to have the word of God, I can't stress that enough, solid in our lives. If you can say, well, I perceive this, it's a gut feeling, but you have no scripture to base it, all it is your gut. And that to me is not as credible than when you have the word of God solid in your life. And I'll tell you why. Let me say this. The Bible says, if you ask for wisdom, wisdom will be given to you. James chapter 1. And I believe that one of the things that wisdom manifests in a form of discernment. So when you have wisdom, it is a manifestation of discernment. It is not just detective work. I have the discernment. No, it requires wisdom in your life. And so in order for me to discern correctly, there has to be a sense of wisdom. Wisdom, ask for wisdom. If you lack it, ask for it. God will give it to you. So to stay really sharp in discerning of spirits, many people they're not sharp in discerning of spirits. And I'm gonna give you, this is really powerful what I'm gonna say. To stay very sharp in the discerning of spirits, how do I become like a double-edged sword that's so sharp? You have to continue to minister people. If you don't minister people, if you are all about yourself, if you're selfish, if you don't pray for others, if you don't minister others, if you don't deliver other people. See, the more I deliver people, the sharper I get in the discerning of spirits. The more I meet the needs of other people, the sharper I become in the discerning of spirits. The more I serve other people, the sharper I become in the discerning of spirits. Why? Because the discerning of spirits, God is going to sharpen you because mm-hmm. he wants you to free his people.
Right.
The more prophetic word, God will enable you now to be able to diagnose correctly. You know, how many times have people gone into a doctor and misdiagnosed it? They had a gut feeling. And so many times we do that and we have a gut feeling, but it's false. Because if you are a person that loves souls, so if you don't or you've lost it, you need to go back to loving souls and you need to go back to ministering and discipling people. Mm-hmm. Stay after church. If maybe you go to church, stay after church and start ministering other people. God will start to enable you to such an extent where you can diagnose correctly based out of the word of God. And so sometimes we're dusty in this gift. You know, we don't spend enough time ministering people. So there's people that are listening to me and you've not ministered others because you've gotten so consumed with your own problems that now you're dusty with the discerning of spirits because you have come out of ministering others, helping other people, and now you're just so self-absorbed. And so you can't let devils run wild. When people come to my church, listen, it's so key. When people come to my church, I don't want them to leave with the same spirit. I want them to be free. And so one of the things that I've got to stop and say, Ignite Movement, our church, it was a ministry that was born out of deliverance and spiritual warfare. And so spiritual warfare and deliverance is very, very key in our ministry. It was born out of that. I'm a deliverer. I'm strong in deliverance. And because we were such a church that was so strong in deliverance and spiritual warfare, that I think that we forgot love.
Yeah.
And because we were looking at the sabotage, because we were looking at the camouflage, because we were looking at what was behind. And so once we start, and all of a sudden, and you can vouch for this, as a church, as a ministry, Ignite Movement started to grow in love. Mm-hmm. And it made this huge shift.
Right.
And so you've been a part of that. Once we started to grow in love, I noticed something. We started to grow in doctrine. We started to grow in revelation. We started to grow in solid Bible-based word. We started to grow in the word of God. We started to grow as a community. The gift of discerning the spirits, David, has gone to another level in our lives. And it's become so profound now.
Yeah.
Because now the basis for our discernment is not fear. The basis for our discernment is love. So the Bible says perfect love casts out all fear. Hear me. So as your love increases, your discernment increases. This isn't detective work. This isn't about, I see a spirit and so that woman has a spirit of Jezebel. As your love grows, your discernment begins to grow.
It's because it flips. It goes from, I'm discerning this to protect me, to I'm discerning this to help you.
It's very good. So fear is no longer, it's absent. Yeah. I'm not discerning out of fear. I'm discerning out of love. And so if you're not growing in love, you're not growing in clarity. Because God trusts, hear me, information to people who are interested in being mature in love. God will entrust you with information where you're not going to slander somebody. You're watching me or listening to me. We don't have discernment of spirits. And we do that in the Christian community, and we are so bad at that. And I think that is so alarming that we think that church, and we point fingers and this and that. But see, if you're not doing it, and if you're not growing out of love, God is not going to entrust you to information, because God entrusts information to people who are going to grow in love, who I'm not doing it out of fear. Because, you know, my church, I don't want this church to grow more than my church. You know, so I've got a fear. The root is fear.
Right.
Anytime you have fear and you think that you are discerning spirits, you better be careful, because that might be your gut and your soul is speaking out of fear. And so the Christian walk, we're not supposed to walk in carnality. And I've been guilty of this. Listen, you know me, I'm transparent. Mm-hmm. I've been guilty myself of discernment of spirits, and then I become mean. Yeah. I become mean to that person. I become like distant. Or I reject that person, or I put up a wall between me and that person because I saw a spirit perhaps of Jezebel, because I saw a spirit of betrayal, because I saw a spirit of Absalom rise in that person. And I've been guilty of it, that all of a sudden I become mean.
Yeah.
And we blame our meanness on what we quote unquote discerned. But that is not, that's called Christian carnality.
Yeah.
Because what you see, hear me, oh, this is so good. What you see should not change your character. What you see should not change. You cannot allow the information that you perceive by the Spirit to change your reaction and your response and your behavior in dealing with people. Isn't that powerful?
That's really good.
It's many times, then that's the love walk.
Yeah.
Love walk, it protects. So it's so crucial to be protected by this gift of the discernment of spirits. We've got to pray for this gift to manifest in our lives, but we also have to understand that it should not change my character. It should not change something about you. If I detect something over your life, I love to disciple. David, one of my, you know, it's good and it's bad, but one of my gifts is to find a person, see a person, and that's probably the apostolic mantle. And I could see you 10 years from now. And my frustration is that I want to get you there quickly.
Right.
And when you disciple people and you see them through the eyes of God and you see them through a love walk, I cannot be mean to you because I saw betrayal. I have to walk that out with you. I have to teach you. I have to instruct you. So when God gives me information, it's not for me to be mean to you. It's not for me to be the Holy Spirit police and be this arrogant person that God's, you know, showed me that this person has, you know, such and such. You know, it's really for me to get to a place to help you.
Yeah.
In my love walk. Now, don't get me wrong. You're not a doormat. There might be a spirit that came into your church and there's a spirit that's, you know, going to be rampant in your life and you just need to nip it at, you know, nip it.
Take care of it.
From the root, take care of it and get rid of it ASAP. But, you know, I think it's so important that we understand that discernment of spirits is so much more. That we have to see it from an earthen vessel that has treasure. That we have to see it from a standpoint of, God, what do you want me to do with this information? That you see it from a standpoint of, you have to have scripture to base that out of. I recently, God was exposing certain things about this particular situation. And I literally would say to God, how come nobody else can see it? And I had complete scripture. Every time I would open up the Bible, David, God would give me scripture to back up everything that I have seen, everything that I have felt, everything that I have perceived, everything that that inner knowing inside of me. And so scripture was just backing it up and backing it up and backing it up. But it allowed me to walk in love, to not slander, to not criticize, to not accuse, to just wait on the Lord. And I believe that that's so key. So without, and I'm going to end here, without the discernment of spirits, this is so powerful because this ministered me when I was studying this. Discernment of spirits is so needed for our lives. It's needed so badly. We need the discernment of spirits. When God starts to move in our lives, we're going to need it. Because this is so true. Sometimes we've got to discern what God is doing, even in our own lives, when we can't see him. So when God is changing us, God is changing areas in our lives. God is doing something in our lives. He's changing us. You're in a process of change. We all are.
Yeah.
And when change is happening in our lives, also, the discernment of spirits is needed because change sometimes looks like chaos. When God is changing something, it looks like chaos. So before change takes its course, before change becomes change, it will look like chaos. And it takes time for it to look like change.
Yeah.
And so many people, I believe that right now, and this is an hour word, many people right now, you've been praying for God to change something in your life. And what you have right now is chaos. Many of you, you're in the infantile stages of change. And what it looks like to you is chaotic. It doesn't look like change yet. You said, God, change me. God, change my ministry. God, change my church. God, change my people. Maybe you're a pastor, a leader listening. God, change such and such. And what happened is it looks like chaos. So the discernment of spirits comes in and allows you to discern that chaos is part of change. All you have to do is endure the moments of chaos so that you can find clarity. Discernment of spirits does that. It allows you to find clarity. And then you will be able to see change. Look what God told Ezekiel, and I'm going to end with this. He said, prophesy to these dead bones.
Yeah.
Let change come. In other words, God was saying to Ezekiel, he called it for a spirit of change to come on. And what happened? The Bible says in Ezekiel that Ezekiel heard a shaking, a rattling, and a sound. So it took some time to see change. Without the discernment of spirits, the chaos, without this discernment of spirits, what we're supposed to carry, this gift of discernment of spirits, the chaos would have been intimidating. The chaos would be fearful. What you're going through right now would bring intimidation and terror to anybody. But instead, when you can see clear in your valley, we need the discernment of spirits. Because sometimes going through, can be traumatic.
Yeah.
Sometimes what you said God to do, it all of a sudden you're like, God, what is happening? And we can all vouch and detest for that. I know, because I can detest to that in my own ministry. And so the discernment of spirits isn't just playing detective with demons. You have to discern where God is when he is not obvious.
Yeah.
You have to discern where God is. You have to be willing to look at people, even from seed form, potential. I see the potential in you. You have to look at discernment of spirits from the basis of, I have solid work to back this up. And so with all that said, I have just given you a powerful teaching on discerning of spirits. And I just want to pray for people right now. If you're watching and you say, this is what I feel, David. I feel like people are in a chaotic time, mm-hmm. and you don't understand what's happening. And it feels like chaos because you've asked God to change some things in your life. But I just want to encourage you today. When you can't see God, you need the discernment of spirits. And I just pray that the clarity of God through my teaching will start to illuminate you and start to encourage you right now, that what you perceived was chaotic is really just change. That what you perceive as Satan is attacking me is really just God. You see my potential and you see where I'm going. I just declare over every person's life that your eyes would be illuminated. I pray that the gift of wisdom, that spirit of wisdom, would just fall upon you right now. A spirit of wisdom would fall upon the body of Christ. I pray that it would fall upon you, David, because I know that you are big on discerning of spirits. But I pray right now, even as I'm speaking, I pray that it will fall upon you, that it will fall upon everybody that is watching me, that we would go to a new dimension with the discernment of spirits, that we would walk in love, and that fear would dissipate and leave our lives, because we are no longer walking through a magnifying glass of fear, but rather we are looking it through the eyes of God and how he sees it. And Father, I just pray right now that you would open up eyes, open up the ears, and a new dimension of discernment of the gift of spirits would come upon the people. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father, for this word. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. That was... Yeah, I think the message speaks for itself. I don't really know what to say.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to preach this message, and I will expand on it more.
I'm looking forward to it, and I know that it's hard to get me speechless because I never stop talking, but I think this podcast did that.
Yeah.
And I know that if it did that for me, anyone who's watching or listening, I'm sure the same thing happened to you. And we'd love to hear your feedback. We'd love to read your comments on Patty's Instagram or yes. Facebook. Keep sending in questions. We're going to keep working through them. A lot of the questions were so good that they're going to get a whole podcast dedicated to them. We encourage you to check out her book, Passion and Pursuit. Check out her Facebook, her Instagram. We thank you guys so much for listening. If you know somebody who maybe is the discerner in your life and they're always saying, hey, I have this gut feeling, send this to them.
Share.
They need it.
Subscribe to my YouTube.
Yeah.
And please share this. It's so important that you share this. Go and send it to everybody you possibly can. I think it's so key for us to just share this message in the times that we live in.
Absolutely. We thank you so much for joining us, and have a nice day. Take care.
Hello, this is Saul, producer of the APV podcast. Make sure you go online to podcast.ignitemovement.org to hear episodes that have been archived. Link down below.